Please be seated. On behalf of Yeshivat Yavne, we want to thank the community for really pulling this together and such short time, and it testifies to the feelings we feel on this evening of Chizuk Lezecher Nishmas Rav Yosef Shalom El Yashiv Zecher Tzadik Bekodesh Livracha. Moreover, Rabosai, Bechim Abayim B'Shem Hashem Nafla Teres Roshenu. I had a dilemma this morning, and that is I usually wear my hat just as Big Day Shabbos. And there's a shaila in the 9 days, whether you're allowed to wear something you wear solely as Big Day Shabbos during the week of the 9 days. And I was thinking, and I saw that Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky paskins that if it's just for Shabbos, it's a problem. But if you wore it another time, then you could wear it during the week. And I thought and I realized I wore the hat not on Shabbos. When I went a few months ago to go visit Rav Elyashiv, to go to Yeshiva Tiferes Bacharim, as was lately my first stop as I would come off the airplane. It used to be going to the Kosel, but after many years, my first stop became going to see Living Torah. Eitz Chaim Hilamach Azikimba, to go see Rav Elyashiv, who I was zochet to sit in his shir for 3 months and learn Maseches Shavuos. You look at Rav Elyashiv's face in the Beis Medrash and you see just to the right the Aron HaKodesh that says, Ki mitzion teitzei Torah, that from Tzion comes Torah, from Yerushalayim comes Torah, and juxtaposed right next to it is Rav Elyashiv, and you see alive what it means, Ki mitzion teitzei Torah miYerushalayim. You saw what it means, someone who interacted with all the Gedolim of Yerushalayim, someone who was handpicked to be on the Beis Din HaGadol, Yerushalayim, someone by Rav Herzog, who said, Rav Herzog said of Rav Elyashiv when he was young, I've never met a gon like this, who was married, Mesader Kedushin by Rav Kook, who sat on a Beis Din with Rav Avadya Yosef, who consulted and sat together with the great Hasidish Rebbes, the Litvish Rebbes, everyone. So we begin tonight to hear first with our first of the Divrei Chizuk from someone who has been a pivotal posik in Los Angeles, the world of halacha, which was one of Rav Elyashiv's many domains. And to be a great posik, you can't let everything get to your heart. As Rav Elyashiv said, the only thing that gets through in my heart, the only thing that goes right through is Torah. Everything else stays just outside. I remember once hearing after a commotion, after Shir, and the Gabayim were bringing a Shaila to Rav Elyashiv, and Rav Elyashiv heard the Shaila, and he turned and he said, let the Rabbanim of that community paskin the Shaila. They know their community. So we begin with the Rav who knows the community, Rav Gershom Bes Shlita, Mara de Asra, Beis Knesses, Kehilas Yaakov.
Ashukayach, Rabbi Einhorn, for being the instigator, the initiator of this hesped for Rav Elyashiv Zitzel. I guess I have to begin with thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the tremendous chus that Baruch Hashem, for the last 25 years, I looked at my notes, to be able to go almost yearly and sometimes a few times a year, to be able to speak to Rav Eliyahu Hashem Shetzad Tzal. It says in Svarim that it's a big schus to be able to be in the mind of a gadol. And those who know who've been part of Eliyahu Hashem Shetzad Tzal know that people would, you got your turn for the seconds or minutes that you had, and it was just to the zach, as they say. You asked your question, you got the answer, and there was a crowd waiting outside. And what a thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that actually at the end, when I would come in, Rav Yasha would actually start off and say, "Was machst du?" Or Gersh Bess, "Was machst du?" What is chus? We know that we can't. I speak about the godless of Rav Yashiv, so I'd like to say over just a few things of his life. Some are known, most is known probably, and then end with, I hope, an important message. Rav Yashiv was born 17 years after his mother, Alei Hasholom, Chaim Usha, the daughter of the Leshem, one of the greatest Mekubalim of that generation. And after 17 years of marriage, though doctors said she would never have children, she was Zaycha, thanks to the bracha of her father, illustrious father, to a son, Rav Yosef Sholem, Alei Hasholom. That's all. He recalled, Rav Yashiv Zatzal recalled, that when he was 5 years old, he went with his father. His father actually was a Talmud of the Chavetz Chaim, a Talmud Muvuk of the Chavetz Chaim. And when he was five, the Chavetz Chaim passed by the town that he was the Rav in Hummel. And the Chavetz Chaim gave him, as is recorded, a very emotional bracha to this five-year-old, that he should be zeichet to have avas atayra, like his father, the Talmud, and the Chavetz Chaim's two grandfathers, including the Leshem. When Rav Yashiv was 13, his grandfather, the Leshem, the great Mekubal, that when the Ben Ish Chai received the Sefer of the Leshem, he and his children made a bracha, Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'yonu l'hazman hazeh. When Rav Yashiv was 13 and the Leshem couldn't see, so Rav Yashiv is the one who transcribed and wrote by being dictated by his grandfather to finish the Sefer of the Leshem. And he was close to his grandfather, Zeicher, to be close to the Leshem till he was 16 years old when the Leshem was Nifter. So who can imagine what kind of godless was imbued by such a Zayda and such a closeness to the Leshem for 16 years. Rav Yashiv was married when he was 20, at a time that he had a chavrusa. There were the very few chavrusas that he had in his lifetime. He learned with his father, and before the chasana, he had finished, together with his father, going through the entire Shas, the entire Rambam, and the entire Arba Chelkei Shulchan Aruch. 3 years after he was married, he moved into his parents' home on Rechayv Hanan 10, the place where Rav Yashiv Zatzal lived for the next 79 years. And Mezoicha to have 12 children, two Nebuchadnezzar, young, very young, And that's where he raised his 10 children, in that little two-room apartment, where he lived with many years for his father. Rav Eliashiv, and they're coming out with the tapes, was a person who enjoyed very much nigunim. And he was a Baal Menagen, and he learned with nigunim. And one of the nisyonos that they said over from Rav Eliashiv Zatzal, when Yossel Rosenblatt Zatzal, the famous world chazan, came to Yerushalayim and was going to be davening in the Churva Beis Medrash, he was going to be davening for the Yomud. And here was a chazan who was known for his beautiful Mesikus HaKoil, for his Erlichkeit and the Reinkeit of how he davened. And Yerushalayim went to hear the tefillah of Rav Yossel Rosenblatt. And Rav Eliashiv Zatzal, who had that tremendous chush of negina, started to go, but then at the end decided it's not right. He shouldn't be leaving the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara. And he returned back to learning and gave up that opportunity for his Avas HaTorah. Rav Eliashiv's klarkeit, the clarity of mastering every sugya till the kutza shayud, to the last detail, was that which was world-renowned. He was asked once by someone that he had a taina, this person had a taina, what should he do? He has a very shvach as a karen. He has a very poor memory. And Rav Eliashiv asked him, how many times do you learn over a piece of Gemara? So he said, 4 to 5 times. So he said, with 4 or 5 times you expect to remember? That's not a sign of a bad memory. If you learn it 40, 50 times, and then you say you don't remember, that is already a siman that you may have a shvach hazikar. The stipler Zatzal, very shortly before his patira, was once crying at night, and it was heard by someone, and he was saying, Rishulev Diskin, Ishain Avek, the Maral Diskin is no longer alive, Briskurov is Nishain Avek, the Chazon Ish is Avek, the Chazon Ish, his brother-in-law, Ein Lonu, Mahobin, or Ein Poisek Hador, there's only one that's left, is a Rav Eliashiv Zatzal. This is said by the stipler, the brother of the Chazon Ish, the Hayroah of the Doyer. And he received that compliment from the stipler Zatzal. As Rabbi Einhorn mentioned, Rabbi Yashiv, when it came a time, it's hard for us to imagine the poverty that Rabbi Yashiv and other Toshavi Yerushalayim, the tremendous poverty they lived in, and because he had to earn a source of parnasa, he accepted the invitation to become a dayan on the Beis Din HaGadol. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu Zatzal, the past Rav Roshi, was also sat together with Rav Eliashiv, and he remarked that after the Dinei Torah, those who have seen the Piskei Din of the Beis Din HaGadol, the shailas that came there were not the simple shailas and not the simple chesh and mishpat evanezer shailas, but rather very the complex issues were brought to the Beis Din HaGadol. And after each din Torah, when a psak was given, they wrote out the shaila with all the nimukim and the psak and the reason and everything. And Rav Mordechai Eliyahu Zatzal remarked that it's before the time of computers, and the dayanim, different dayanim, would be in charge of writing over the Piskei Din and the Nimukei Halacha, the sources. And he said many times as it was written, there was cross out and rewrite and cross out and rewrite. When Rav Eliashiv Zatzal wrote the Psak Din, he wrote it clearly through the entire, with all the Marmakayimus, never having to erase a word, never having to change a word. That was the klarkeit, the clarity that Rav Eliashiv Zatzal had. We live now in a world of specialists, in medicine, and in halacha too. There's a sefer on mezuzah, there's a sefer on tefillin, there's a sefer svarim on mikvois. And those who've written those svarim usually have spent years, those who've written on shechita, you spend years going through all the svarim, the sugyas, the rishonim, the achronim, the poiskim, before they're ready to put together that sefer. And one can imagine, they lived that sefer. They lived Hilchos Shechita. They lived Hilchos Tefillin. Rabbi Shmuel Auerbach Shlita, the Bechor of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, wrote a sefer, I think it was on Hilchos Kelim, and put tremendous, tremendous efforts into that sefer. And then he came to Rabbi Yashiv to discuss details of that sefer. And he said he had Chalishas Adas. Here he had been putting his Kaiches for years into this sefer. And it's not a Shaila that people come and ask Shailas in Ilchas Kalim, in Ilchas Tumas Kalim. And Rabbi Yashiv was afanort with every question, with a clarity. There's a Rav Cohen in Eretz Yisrael who wrote a sefer on tefillin, and also wrote how he spent years going through all the various shailas in Hilchos Tefillin. And when he came to Rav Yashiv was there with all the svarim, with all the rishonim, with all the achronim, with all the tshuvas. And so to Rav Rota, who was the Rosh of the Shechita in Bnei Brak, also spent years on Hilchos Shechita. When he came to Rav Yashiv, it was all with a clarity like Rav Yashiv just saw it this morning. We know the hasmad of Rav Yashiv Zatzal. Be'emes, the entire life of Rav Yashiv was a neis nigla. Rav Yashiv Zatzal was a sickly boy. And his children write that they were afraid they were going to be yesaimim without a father. Because a number of times, by Rav Yashiv was holding otot. That's how shvach, his weakest constitution was. His daughter writes that while a normal person has 55 heartbeats a minute, Rav Yashiv had 40. And he looked thin and pale. But yet, the hasmoda of Rav Yashiv Zatzal. His grandson writes that when he was 98 and he was in the hospital for observation, he still got up at the same time, between 2:30, between 2 and 3, and he started putting on his shirt. So he had a seder, that's when he used to get up every morning. The most he slept, his children said, was 3 to possibly 4 hours a night for his life. And he was trying to put on his shirt, and he didn't have the kayach to close the last button. And he asked his grandson, so always there was someone who was Toranut, who took turns being, he asked his grandson, doesn't have kayach to close the last button, if he could close the last button on his shirt. And after that, he learned Bekoil with singing for 4 hours straight until the morning, until 7 o'clock. A mechutin of a grandson told me, people must have heard it already, that maybe 3 years ago, when Rav Yashiv was 98 or 99. So I asked, how did his Yom Kippur go? I was there soon after Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael. How did Rav Yashiv's Yom Kippur go? He was 98, 99. And he said, Yitaka rested on Yom Kippur. He was in bed part of the time. And then he told me what happened then, afterwards. After the Tainis, Rav Yashiv broke his fast. And then he sat down to learn. 2 o'clock in the morning, the grandson came over, the one who had the Torah Nut, said, Zayda, Efsha, Aglazel Kava, Adetei? Zaidi, maybe can I bring a cup of coffee or a tea? So Yashu said, I'm schon getrunken. I just drank 5 or 6 hours ago. So this Enikel said, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Oh, okay. So he took a cup. And he was learning till 7 in the morning. That's Motzei Yom Kippur. What does our Motzei Yom Kippur look like? When Rav Eliman Shlita told Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the Rav Chaim, Rav Yashiv's son-in-law, Shichi Alerch Yom Tovim, about Post the Shveret Ketan, Motzei Yom Kippur. Rav Chaim said, learn Torah Lishma, hatn kaiches. If you learn Torah Lishma, you have kaiches. And if you should say, but the Rebbetzin, Rav Chaim's Rebbetzin, somebody came and said to her, our man is a masmid, Chaim Kanievsky. The masmid adur, your husband is a masmid. Yeah, mein Chaim is a masmid. Oh, but to the Tata kumt er nicht. There's a mishpacha is Teplinsky in Eretz Yisrael. The mother, Alel Shalom, was just nifta recently, a few years ago. Was from the old Yerushalmis that invited always the Bachrim over to eat Suda Shabbos. Their son, Rav Teplinsky, was recently in America, and he told over that when he was davening for the Amud, and it was Sfira time, and Rabbi Yashiv, for whatever reason, wasn't making a bracha. So somebody would be mitzim with the bracha. So the Gaba in the shul told this Rabbi Teplinsky that I'll say the bracha because I'll have in mind taka to be mitzim Rabbi Yashiv. And that's what the Gaba did. So he made the bracha for Sfira Saimer and had in mind to be mechavan Mitzvah Rav Yashiv. This Rav Teplinsky received a phone call 11 o'clock at night from Einiklach of Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv used to go to sleep about 10:30. Rav Yashiv can't sleep because he feels it was a pegiah in the covid, in your covid. People may think that Rav Yashiv didn't want to be yaitz with your bracha. And that's why the Gaba did it. So he wants to ask Mechila. Teplinsky, the goodness of his heart, was Meichel Rav Yashiv. And he told him, tell the Rab, tell the Rav that he's Meichel B'Leif Shalim. Rav Yashiv sent back the message with his grandchildren. He said, no, tell him that I have to be Oikarit. People may think that I have a pay that people in the shul don't know. Please tell him to come tomorrow to Daven Marav in the Beis Medrash. And then he should make the bracha be mitzi. Nobody should chalila think that I have a kpeda, that I didn't want to hear a bracha from him. The anius is hard for us to imagine that the earlier years in Eretz Yisrael, the poverty. Now the children write, they never went to sleep with a full stomach. But the children said over that whatever he was served by the Rebbetzin, it was all the time with a compliment. Whatever it was just bread and some oil on the bread. Ah! Suda Shleima B'Shaita. That's a meal, delicious meal, like the Suda of Shleima Melech in his good days. Or he would say, "Mituv Eretz Mitzrayim, the best." That was always his thank you, his hakaras hatoiv, for every suda. There was one time I saw that Rav Yashiv jumped at a time when I was speaking to him, and I mentioned talking about a certain shayla that I had said over that. Somebody had said, oh, B'Shem Rav Moshe, Rav David Shlita, said, oh, B'Shem Rav Moshe, certain psak. And Rav Yashiv Jami said, it was nisparsim from others that And Rabbi Moshe held not like that. Oy, Svetai Nachil Hashem. Like, it wasn't that many years ago, maybe 10 years ago, 8 years ago. And Oy, Svetai Nachil Hashem. If there's a psastira, people are saying, this way Rabbi Moshe said, this way Rabbi Moshe said, Chalila could be Achil Hashem. So I said, no. David was talking about in this place. Ramesh, that what they were quoting Ramesh was in a different place. And he was relieved. Rabbi Israel Auerbach, Shlita, the son of Shlomo Zalman, is another Edim of Rabbi Yashiv, Zatzal. And his wife was also very close to our father and would invite Rabbi Yashiv in the summertime to come and stay by them in Beit Vegan. And when our father was home, she would constantly come and visit and take care and make sure that everything was what her father needed. And Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal felt very close to these children that were so ibegegeben to him. And when she was nifta, the Rebbetzin, Kanievsky Zatzal, said over that Rabbi Yashiv asked for his good kapota that he wears for sandakos, because that's the beged he wants to tear kriya on his daughter. Everybody agrees. Everybody says that the tremendous chelek that Rabbi Yashiv has in Olam HaEmes is due to his Rebbetzin, the daughter of Rabbi Leib Levin, Zatzal. And there are countless stories about her Mesiras Nefesh not wanting to disturb her husband's learning for a second. And Rebbetzin Kanievsky Zatzal told over that mamash right before her petira, the Rebbetzin, Rabbi Yashiv's wife's petira, they had already sent her home from the hospital because they said there's nothing they can help anymore. And she was racked with pain and coughing. And there was a grandson, Raita, who stayed at night. And the grandson came into the room in the middle of the night to check how the Rebbetzin is doing. And the Rebbetzin's bed was empty. So she's looking where? He was looking, where did she go? She couldn't walk at that time. She was so schwach. And he looked around and he saw she was on the porch. So he asked, Baba, how did you get here? Why are you here? And she said, I felt that it was going to have a coughing attack. And the Rav is a very light sleeper, and he needs his sleep to be able to learn. And I didn't want to chalila disturb his sleep. So I crawled to the porch so that I coughed there, so he shouldn't hear and I shouldn't wake him. This is right before Petita. Rav Yashiv Zatzal was a light sleeper, but he was a heavy learner. And Purim, when the people would come with Shalach Monis and the Mishpach and the Einiklach and the hundreds and thousands of Einiklach would come, Rav Yashiv was in the back learning, undisturbed. We Leida are heavy sleepers, but very light learners. Any little tiny thing stares us from our learning. And we should take over some of that midah. I'm better to be a light sleeper and a heavy learner. The Rebbetzin, Lea Sholem, used to collect pennies, piasta, and whatever she could, shkolim, through the year, so that the week before Pesach, she could send her husband away to a place so that he would be able to learn undisturbed when everybody was busy doing the Pesach cleaning. I'm just going to end with one nekuda. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, the Mishnah, that Apikoris is Ein Lechelik Leilam Abba. Apikoris Kugain Man. Who's an Apikoris? So the Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Yosef Kugan Hani De Amri Maya Hani Lon Rabbanon. Like those who say, what benefit do we get from the Chachamim, from those who sit and learn? L'didhu karu, l'didhu tanu. They're learning for their Olam Haba. They're learning for themselves. What do we have from them? What benefit do we have? Omar Abaye, hi. Megala Panabatayr Namihu. Such a person is not just an Apikairis. Such a person is a Megala Panabatayr. It's much worse than an Apikairis. He's a Kaifer in the Torah. He's rejecting what the Torah says. Because the Torah says, Im loy brisi yoyim of alayla, chukah shemayim v'aretz lo samti. If not for the Torah, for the limud ha-Torah, the world wouldn't have an existence. Rashi says, shemahanim lo'ilam. When a Talmud Chacham, when a person is learning Torah, he's benefiting the world. U'mekayimin oisai. They're mekayim, they're keeping the world existing. V'hu oimid lo'yahani, and he says it doesn't help. Omer of Nachem by Yitzchak Mehochan Nami. It's a pasuk in the Chumash, a pasuk in Bereishis. Avraham Avinu was trying to have Stoim, the wickedness, the Shirish, the Makar of wickedness in the world, that they should be spared, not destroyed. So the Rabbeinu Shem says, if Taked would be Tzadikim, v'nosasi l'cholamokam bavuram, then I would spare Sodom. So if a person says, Maya Hani L'Rabbonon, a person who says, people are sitting and learning, what benefit do I have? So you're not just an Apikairis. You're a Megal upon the Torah, you're a Kaifer in the Torah. I mentioned Shabbos and I asked Rav Shach Zatzal, what do I respond when people say, those people, they're learning the Kailniks and all that. They're not sharing. They're mishtamtim. They're dodging, doing the service in Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Shach said, Oymin is amaymin. If we're a person that we believe in the Torah, then you can answer. If a person is not a maymin, how can you answer such a question? You can't answer such a question. A person doesn't believe. But we're all maminim. When Chalila there's a sickness, we don't go to a Rabbi Goldberg, Greenberg, I don't mean any name, any person, because he's a big blogger. That's not who we go when Chalila somebody's sick. We know who to go to when someone is sick. So we go to Rav Eliashiv, we go to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. We know who the Gedolei Yisrael are. We know the ones who are Isaac and Torah, Torah Lishma. So we know who to go to. So we are Maminim. There's no atheists in the fox in the trenches. And Rav Shach Zatzal said, does a soldier in the Navy think that the soldier in the Air Force is a mishtamit? That because he's not in the Navy? So we understand that you need a Navy, you need an Air Force, you need an Army. And we understand that if we want to have a kiyum, that's the Torah. That we need to have Lein De Torah. The Lein De Torah, then I'm stamped in, they're another part of the army. And with the loss of a Rav Eliashiv Zatzal, we've lost what the Torah tells us. We've lost a tremendous protector, a tremendous mugging for Klal Yisrael. And we, Maminim, have to take on ourselves that just like Chalila, when there's an Ace Tzara, we know who to run to. We know we have to run to the Gedolei HaTorah because they are imbued with Torah. So we have to know also now that we need more protection. And Rav Eliashiv can't supply that protection anymore. And we have to take on ourselves a greater chizuk in Limud HaTorah. We have to become heavy learners, not such light learners. we have to put in extra time into the limud. And we have to make the limud, HaTorah, part of our lives, because that's what it says in the Torah. If there's no limud HaTorah, then the world can't exist. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us in the schus of limud HaTorah. So we are mispalel that we should all take upon ourselves to be mechazik ourselves in limud HaTorah, to do something to make up the tremendous void that was created with the ptira of Hai Gavra Rabba.
To be a great Torah leader, to be a great builder of communities, you have to know people's needs and help them fill that need. I once asked Rav Yashiv whether I should be learning Musar. And Rav Yashiv said, I can't tell you that Musar is obligated. It's only when you're feeling weak, when you're feeling that you're not fully into the learning, that's when you need to pick up a Musar Sefer. So I said, thank you. I got longer, more seconds than you usually get. And I started to walk away. And Rav Yashiv's Gabayim said, wait. He said, but the problem is, you're not going to know when you need the Musar unless you're learning Musar. To be a leader is to know when a need needs to be felt, to be met. To be a Torah builder, you need to be relentless, to be continuous. The Chafetz Chaim went to pick a Rebbe, and he first went to a great Gaon, and the Chafetz Chaim didn't feel a click. He then went to the parish of Aishishak and thought, maybe that could be my Rebbe. Then he went to Rav Nochumka of Harodna and said, that's my Rebbe. And they asked the Chafetz Chaim, they were all great, why Rav Nochumka? And the Chafetz Chaim said, because he's a normal gadol. He does the same thing every single day. Rav Yashiv's greatness, among many things, was that the schedule, every single day, relentless. That's a community builder. That's a manhig. Not giving up, sticking to the plan. We call up one of the great community builders, one of the great manhigim, Rav Avram Ozban Shlita, Rosh Yeshiva Telsh alumni of Riverdale.
We say, Torah, Torah, Chigri Sak, Ispalashi Baforim. We talk to the Torah Hagdoisha. And we talk to the Torah like you talk to a person. And we say, Torah, put on a sack, sit down on the floor, be covered with sand. The great people that learned you, the people that toiled day and night in you, Evil Yochid Asiloch. It's a personal avelis for the Torah Hakdoisha. Chazal are telling us, there's a loss for Klal Yisrael. When a giant leaves, a Godel Hador leaves, a pillar of light, a pillar of strength, a person who shined the world b'Toyrosoi, b'Chochmosoi, with his halachas, with his dugmes achayim, it's a tremendous hefsid. And I don't think there's anybody in this generation that could comprehend the loss of Klal Yisrael. Such a giant, from Doiris Sha'avru, from prior generations. It's an impossibility that we should be able to measure the godless, the goyness, the asmode, the teferas, the beauty of Rav Eliashiv Zichrono Livracha. It's not shaykh to comprehend it. As much as we saw, we stood in awe with Meiridike Pachad, with Meiridike Yira, with Yira Sakovid, when Rav Eliashiv picked up his head, when he walked in the street, and when he answered you an answer. But you knew he was way over there. He was in a different world. That's the void of Klal Yisrael, which is not comprehensible. A vacuum that generations are going to feel. Who's going to answer our shailas? Playing a poshet. Who's going to answer the difficult questions? Who's going to give hadracha in three words? Exactly, this is the way it is. Who's going to be our example of how to learn Torah? You heard Rav Bezich Shlita, the whole seer of his asmodas haTorah, his dedication, relentless, day in, day out. Moiradik, who is going to show us how to learn Torah? That's Klal Yisrael. But the Python says something else. There's a loss for Torah HaKdoisha itself. The Torah itself in Shmei HaShemayim is sitting and crying. The Halakha Sefer Torah in Don Kodesh sits today and cries. Chigri Sak, and she puts on a sack. There's no more Rav Eliashiv. It's an Avelis of Torah. Chaim Volozhiner writes in the Parak of Kinyan Torah, Kol Aloimet Torah Lishma, somebody that learns Torah Lishma for the sake of learning Torah, Zoyche Ledvorim Harbe, he's Zoyche to many, many things, and the Mishnah enumerates all the tremendous things that somebody that learns Torah Lishma, what he's Zoyche to. What does it mean to learn Torah Lishma? Dr. Chaim Volozhiner, V'yizboyer oid inyan lishmo. Says a second pshat. The first one we'll leave out. Al derech moshel, and he gives an example. Hadoivrei sa'oisim yam bederech. Asher ha'odom yoyishev aleihem umanhigom l'mechoyiz ha'cheifetz. A person sits on a barge in the middle of the waterway, on a big river, on a lake, on an ocean, and he navigates this barge to go from one side to the other side. Asher yase mehem koiris binyan oikelim. On this barge he has lumber, he has raw material, which is bringing to the port, to the destination, which they will use this lumber, this raw material, to make different things, to build different kelim. Kasha yoyshev umanhigom lemchoyz achayfetz. When he navigates this barge in the right way and it comes into the port the way it should be, hinehu matzil es nafshi minahor. First of all, he travels safely from one end of the river to the other end of the river, and he lives. He crossed the river safely. V'gam ha'etzim yavoyu letachlisom, and his raw material will reach the destination where the carpenters, the craftsmen, will take all the raw material that he has on his barge, and they'll work out all the things that raw material has the potential to become. Avolim yibodul mehem alayam, but chas v'shalim, the person who's navigating this barge, jumps into the water, he's going for a swim. He forgot for a few minutes, he just lost track, and he's not navigating the barge in the right place. Shuv ein loichayim v'toiveya, he could drown. V'gam ein misha yoivilem, and there's nobody that's going to take all the materials to their destination, v'yoivdu, and they'll get lost. Ve'ein lohem tikun. Loitzeis migol me'eitzim le'tzorech binyinu kelim. They don't come from the raw material, nothing happens, it all gets lost. He loses his life, and all the materials and all the thing, the cargo that he has on this barge, all gets lost. That's the nimshel to Torah. Kein esek ha-Torah, the same thing as when somebody learns Torah. Im chas v'sholem pershim anachnu mimen, if we stop learning, ein lonu chayim, we don't have life. The first thing you have to understand is kehem chayenu v'oirech yomeinu uvohem nege yoimun v'loilo. It's a tough world out there. It's a tough river to cross. Walk out in the street, the billboards, all kind of things talking to you and turning you and pulling you to all kind of ideas. The people are not dressed properly. The tznius is terrible. The priestess is gefalach. And the world talks to you. Run after taivas oilam azeh. Run after the good things in life. A nice house and a nice car and a nice swimming pool and nice vacations. And get distracted. And who knows where it leads you, one after the other, after the other. It's terrible. There's a waterway, there's an ocean, there's a tsunami out there. Chalila v'chas, very easy to get turned off. Very easy, chas v'shalom, to lose sight and lose direction of life. There's one thing that keeps a person in line. Ki heim chayenu v'oirech yomeinu, learning Torah. When you learn Torah, you stay focused. You're learning Me'emes HaKoyenes HaShema. You're learning a blood Gemara. Has nothing to do with Musar. The Rav spoke about Musar. Even playing Gemara. Posh the Shtikl Toisvis. But you're connected to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Va'atem hadveikim ba'ashem chayim kulchem ayoyim. You want no life? Learn Torah. If you learn Torah, you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you don't do Averis. Simple and poshut. Ki heim chayenu v'oirech yomeinu uvahem nege yoyim v'loila. Barasi yetzahara, barasi Torah tavlin. Chavetz Chaim once said, we find the yetzahara came to fight with one of the others. He didn't fight with Avram Avinu, and he didn't fight with Yitzchak. The war that the Sarei Shel Esav came was against Yankiv Avinu. Why didn't he fight Esav? Why didn't he fight Yitzchak? Why didn't he fight Avram? The Yitzhar knows where the power, the antidotes against him. Barasi Yitzhar, Torah Tavlin. Yankiv Avinu is the Av of Torah. Yankiv Avinu is the Midas HaEmes, the Midas HaTiferes, which stands for Torah. And he knows the ammunition against the Yetzer is Yankiv. Had the Chafetz Chaim gesagt, you could do chesed all day, and you could daven all day. It's strong words. But as long as you don't learn, the Yetzer is very happy. You don't have the antibiotics, and you don't have that medicine that goes against the Yetzer. It's more to give things to daven. You have to daven. It's tremendous to daven. It's tremendous to do chesedim. It's more to give. You must do chesed. But the antidote to the Yetzer Hara, when you walk out of shul, and what's going to help you cross Beverly Boulevard, or La Brea, or any street down here, what's going to help you cross the street safely, and not to be over an Aveira, v'lois asuru achre lebavchem, v'achre enechem. It's an Aveira to look where you're not supposed to look, to think what you're not supposed to think. What's going to help you not look at the internet? What's going to help you? Torah. Learn a blat Gemara. That'll keep you in line. And the Yetzer Hara knows that. And therefore, the Yetzer Hara comes to fight Yankiv Avinu. Barasi Yetzer Hara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. If you stop learning, Zakna Pchaim Valoshner, Ein Lanu Chayim, we lost our life. But it says Pchaim Valoshner, it's a lot more. The Gam Lo, for the Torah itself, is kedai bizoyin v'ketzef. K'moy she'omru chazal, the Gemara says in Medrash, Lof shaha Torah bigda almonus. The Torah got dressed like an almona. And she said, Imein oiskim bo, if people don't learn me. There's a Torah, the Eivish, the gave for Shemaim, and people are not learning me. People are not busy with me. They forgot me. I'm all alone. I'm lonely at home. I don't get a phone call. I don't get somebody that's interested in me. Nobody's learning Torah. Ein lakim. I have nothing to do in this world. Sokter Chaim Voloshiner, the Mishnah Yerushalmi says, story was, there was a bris, and the Tanoim were standing there waiting around for a bris. You wait for a bris, takes 5 minutes, 10 minutes, Baruch Haba, till they bring in the child. And people were standing there shmusing, talking. The Tanoim said, they're busy with Lamerate Nalanan. Let's talk and learning. What are we doing here? We're wasting time. They started learning Torah. They started talking Akasha Teretz. And what happened? Came down a fire min Hashemayim. V'hoyu hadvarim smeichim kinesinosa mitzinai. The words were happy like they were given in Sinai. Says Abchaim Valozhner, what does it mean? We think it's a moshel. It was such a great simcha like it was given for Sinai. Dr. Chaim Voloshiner, no. Hadvorim atzmam, the words of Torah were happy. Masha'enkein lehefech, chas v'sholem goyrem le'elbein ha'Torah. We don't understand this. Torah is a mitzias. The Sefer Torah in the Aron Kodesh, the Sefer Torah in the Gemara, the Sefer Torah in the Rashi is a mitzias. And it's waiting to be learned. Please learn me. Please give attention to Baba Kamet, to Baba Mitzia, to Nida, to the Rajba, to the Ritva, to the Chumash, to the Ramban. Pay attention, I'm a Torah. Why does nobody look at me? Somebody doesn't learn and he's reading newspapers and he's wasting time and he's doing nothing. Baskel Yoitzev Emeris, Oilohem Labrias Melboina Shel Torah. What a bizoyan. What a bizoyan. You could learn Torah. And not learning Torah, you're talking about the sports. Are you talking about shtusim v'avolim? Learn Torah, say over a vort, say a good kasha, say a teretz, talk about Torah. The Torah is the most important thing in life. V'gam ha'odam toivea berefesh ha'olam u'meimov mayim achurim lulei ha'Torah shashuv u'bo yichye lo'irich yomim. We have to understand Torah helps us, but also when we learn Torah, we make the Torah happy. Kol Zman, there was a Rav Yashiv on this world. They didn't waste a second of time. And he sat and he learned Yom of Alayla. He gave us protection. You heard it before. Mahani Rabbanan, he gave us protection. He gave us Torah. Even if you didn't see him and you didn't talk to him, he brought down Torah to this world. But more than that, he made the Torah HaGadosha happy. There's somebody that cherishes the Torah. There's somebody that loves the Torah. There's somebody that thinks the most important thing in life is Torah HaGadosha. And that's the greatest honor and the greatest thing that you could do. Hadvarim smeichim, the words themselves jump from joy. There's somebody that cares about me. Somebody that says hello to me. Somebody that's interested in me. And it brings to the Torah HaGdoshe Simchas HaTorah. Now that we lost this, Achmona Litzlan, Oilehem Lebriyas Melboina Shel Torah. So the Eibush the Shomer Amatzel Zayin, Torah, Torah, Chigri Sak. Torah, Torah, Chigri Sak. Who is going to learn you? Who is going to give you this tender love and care like Rav Yashiv did? Petrifying thought. We all know Rav Yashiv was the Masmid Hador, the greatest Masmid that I don't have a bigger Hasog and Asmod than Rav Yashiv Asmod. I've seen a lot of Masmidim, G'doy Le'olam, but Rav Yashiv's Asmod. His dedication of every single second to learn Torah, the love that he had for Advar Torah. Noch a vort, noch amal de gemara. There was a Yid that came to Yerushalayim who was already 85, 90 years old. He lived in America for 70 years of his life. And he came back in his old age. And he says, let me go to Meir Sharim. I was born here. And I was left when I was 10 or 11 years old. And I remember that there was a kid my age that he always sat in a certain Beis Medrash. And we used to stand by the window and listen to the sweetness of his voice every single day. He was the Masmid. I want to see that Beis Medrash. Does anybody know about this person? Anybody know who he is? And he comes and they show him which Beis Medrash. Says, Oyel Sara, that little Beis Medrash, that little place. Says, 85, 90, that's how old you are? I'll tell you who he is, he's still there. Go to the Beis Medrash now and you'll hear him. His name is Rabbi Yosef Sholem Elyashiv. He's the Goyen Hador today. For 70, 80 years, from 10 years old, 12 years old, I can't tell you exactly the age, from Jung Weissuf, he used to go to that Beis Medrash, open the doors, lock the doors, nobody should bother him. There was no heat, there was no air conditioning, there was no nothing. And he sat and learned at the same bench, Yom Avalayla. Year after year, year after year, day after day, day and day, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, nobody knew who he was, no honor, no covet, no money, nothing, Torah, relentless Torah. 90 years, Torah sitting on the same bench, Goyen Hador, Rav Elyashiv. We think you become Rav Elyashiv right away. I would also learn like Rav Elyashiv. I would be Rav Elyashiv. You don't understand. You don't become Rav Elyashiv. You're a 10-year-old boy and a 20-year-old bacher and a 30-year-old and 40-year-old and nobody knows about you and you got to be relentless to learn Torah. Sit at the same bench and sit in the same place and sing the Gemara and learn the Gemara with such a ziskait. There's a video, Misnam, a lot of people here saw it 20 years ago, maybe even 30 years ago. I don't remember what year it was exactly. It's Einik Lachtuka video. And you could see how Rav Elyashiv sits and learns. It's the sweetest thing that you could have in this universe. There's nothing in this world sweeter. You see, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Rav Elyashiv gets up. That's what it's a Seder. Every single day, 2 in the morning, he got up. 4 hours he slept. 2 o'clock in the morning, he's up. And he's sitting and learning like a younger bochero. Zok di Gemara, Amar Abaya. You can hear the Gemara, you can see the Blat Gemara. And he speaks out the Gemara. And then he speaks out the Rashi. And he teaches the Rashi. Then he speaks out the Tosfos. Shver of the Tosfos. The way Rashi learned Tosfos is not Shver. The way this, and Azink Tzachunt Razei Zis, Azei Geshmak. And he's learning the sweetness of his voice. The song that he's singing. The expression that he's expressing of every word. And he's human, he's a normal mensch. And then he feels a little tired and he stands up. And he starts, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. He's an old man. He's chizik. Then he takes the coffee. The Rebbetzin wasn't here already, Weiss is giving him the coffee. The Rebbetzin used to get up every night, 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, to bring him his coffee. And the Einoklach said, Rebbetzin, put the coffee in the thermos. Rabbi Yashua will drink the coffee at 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock, whenever he needs the coffee. I should give away the schus of getting out of bed and bringing my husband a coffee that he should have koyach to learn? Never. Never. He'll have the coffee in the thermos. But I'm not giving away that Olam Haba. That Olam Haba is mine. The Olam Haba of this Rebbetzin, whoa, whoa, whoa. Without the Rebbetzin, there's no Rav Elyashiv. That's the way it goes. It's Eza Kenegdo. It's a 50-50 deal. The whole mitzvah of Rav Elyashiv is that he had such a Rebbetzin that was so dedicated to his learning, was so ibigem to his learning. Somebody once asked him, what's the ikar of learning? What's the most important? How are you supposed to learn? He says, the ikar from learning is to verstehen. The most important thing of learning Torah is to learn Torah and to understand. But every mesechta you have to finish. You have to understand, but you have to finish every mesechta. Rav Elyashiv gezogt. Meyoyim omdi al baiti. From the time that I got seichel, I never started a mesechta without finishing it. Even if it took me many years. There was no such thing. Stam tzalan and gich pkiyas 1, 2, 3. No. Every piece of Gemara ois geret, ois gecheshbent, ois gezokt mit iyun, mit havone, mit geschmack. Frekt, kashe, taritz, der rashash, der marsha, the chuvas mabit, the lachamishna, whatever went into his head, whatever he talked about, and he spoke it out. Somebody asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, mit was er dein schwer seuchig, wenn es azar, riches yom, I'm 102 years old. Sagt, ich weiß nicht, aber ein Sach steht in der Gemara. Chaim heim lemoitzi ehem, lemoitzo ehem. Al tikri moitzo ehem, ale lemoitzi ehem bepeh. Somebody that speaks out the Gemara with his mouth. He says, my Shver always spoke out everything that he learned, he spoke it out. Zogt the Gemara, zogt Abaye, zogt Rove, zogt Rashi, zogt Tosis, Pshat, Kashe, Teretz. Always speaking it out. He spoke out everything. Till the end of the Halacha, till the Nafkamina Lamaisa, in the Gemara. That's how he learned. It took 3 years to finish a Masechta. 3 years. 5 years is 5 years. But I got to learn every piece of Gemara, understand it, speak it out. Cheshbon Rais, biz the Nafkamina Ladina, biz the Lamaisa. Nach Rashi kommt euch Sazei, nach der Rashi kommt euch Sazei, nach der Chuvas Rivosh kommt euch Sazei. That's how you learn. Yoimam Valayla lo Yishboisu. Never to stop learning. Never to stop learning. The Welt hat gemeint. Rav Yashiv was, his words were counted. He never stopped for a second. The Welt hat gemeint, Rav Yashiv Poisik. I want to tell you a story. Somebody said over a ma'isa, I think Rav Yashiv himself said over the ma'isa. I don't remember, I heard it over, I can't say good enough. Somebody said it in front of him, or he said the story. He said a ma'isa from Rav Lezer Telzer. The Rav Lezer Telzer was the Rav Mishal Kolbne Agoyle in his times, and somebody asked him to come to a chasana. At the Blazer gesagt, Chonishkin Zeit, don't have time, I can't come to the chasana. Okay, so he's not coming to the chasana. Came a little bit later, and he sees the Blazer Telzer comes to the chasana. So they went over to the Blazer Telzer, and they say, ich verstehe nicht. The Rav hat gesagt, the Shiva hat gesagt, he has no time, why'd you come? He said, ich verstehe nicht. I was holding in the middle of a shver sugya. I had no time to come to the chasana, the sugya shver. And I couldn't get a pshat. And the sugya shver, what do? So I figured, by the chasna was ein talmid chachomim. Maybe I'll find somebody to talk and learning with, and he'll explain me the sugyas. I came to the chasna. I came to talk and learning. Hat Rav Yashiv gesagt, ihr hört von der Tutsach. Rav Lezer tells her, ye gein zu a chasna, nish gein zu a chasna, is not going to a wedding. It's reading and learning. Chonish can say, stop to learn, or I'm going to the chasna, because I'll be able to learn. But the whole shmuz is Torah. It begins with Torah and it ends with Torah. Will I be able to learn? I'm going. If I won't be able to learn, I'm middle of the Shavuot, so I can't go. Never does an ishto. I say to Rabbi Yashiv gezokt. Ariel Yashiv, Rabbi Yashiv's enikul, zokt to Rabbi Yashiv, when he says over this mind, zokt to Abadu, lastach nishreid nilana. Rabbi Yashiv had nilat, easy, boom, and then weiter. He says, ich las nishreid nilana. Me frekt me shailes, los ich nicht. Aber reden und lernen, anytime. Me frekt me akashe, me frekt me so asa se mutter. Aber reden und lernen, anytime. Ich los lernen und lernen. Was denn so mit tun? Nicht reden und lernen. Me frekt me afateises, hab ich Zeit für alle Männer. I could say edis to that. You come and you ask them a shail, you got the answer in 30 seconds. Mutter, osser. And then if you started, and you said, but I don't understand. The Shach says like this, and Tosa says like this. I could say, hey, this had happened to me countless of times. All of a sudden, the guard went down, and he starts talking. The main Tosa had not gesagt azay. The Shach had gemeint azay. And it took 25 minutes. This man that counted his words and answered you abruptly, promptly, and ended. Shail have to give you the psak and next go weiter. You want to talk and learning? All the time in the world. All the time in the world. He told this to Ariel Yashiv, but I'm telling you, Eidus, I saw it myself. Somebody asked him a shaila. One of his main mentors in life, the Gevener Reb Zelig Reuven Bengis. The Yishalayim Marov was a goyin ha-goyinim. And he had got smicha from him, for kleidin lalim with him. Somebody asked him a shayla. Hat er gesagt, die shayla is the einzige shayla, was ich habe gefragt, ab Zalig Ruven. Und er hat mir geantwortet, kach ve kach. Die einzige shayla, die spoke to ab Zalig Ruven, ich habe gewettet und lernen mit dem jeden Tag. Aber halloch ala meis, einmal habe ich ihn gefragt. And that's it. This is the einzige Mal, I asked him a shayla, halloch ala meis. Talking and learning, to steig, to understand, to grow. All the time I spoke to Rebzal Groven. Aber, shay, this is the only shayla I asked him, and this is what he answered me. People don't understand who Rabbi Yashe was. Torah. Understand the Toises. Understand the halacha. Clarity. When he saw Shaila, he saw it. Nobody saw the clarity of mind. The behiris of Seichel, the behiris of halacha was moiridik from the Gemara, from the Toises, from everything that he learned. Rabbi Sai, there's a lot to talk about, but ich betach mechila, I have to go to a plane. But I want to end with one story. I heard the story, Amol, and I wasn't sure, and I verified it today. And I heard it from the person that was there. Rabbi Yashe was a sandik in Yerushalayim for Dor Chamishi, for a fifth generation. When he finished the bris, Moshe, the Moel, told Rabbi Yashe Mazel Tov, and he told him in Medrash state that if you're zoiche to have on your berkayim, on your sandik, and on your lap is your fifth generation, go to Goylem Haba. So he told him the Medrash, Mazel Tov, Baruch Hashem zoiche gna dor chamishi, und shteitach chazal, and zoiche tzay lam haba midurayim. Guaranteed Goylem Haba. So Dr. Rabbi Yashe, ich weiß nicht, was du zu chaynt. Er macht Eilam Haben to a lot of Zgulis. This is a Zgula for Eilam Haben. Yen is a Zgula for Eilam. I don't know about all these Zgulis. He says, my whole life, I tried very hard for one thing. That I should go to Eilam Haben from learning Torah. That's the key to Eilam Haben. There are a lot of Zgulis. But the way, and he said, the Fodesh Tatir, the main entrance into Eilam Haben, is Torah HaKadosh, is learning Torah. You want to get through the front door, learn Torah. Because that's what I worked my whole life on. Sat and learned Torah. To go through the front door of Eilam Haba. There's many ways to get to Eilam Haba, Rabbi Say. And this I say for the men, and I say this for the ladies. There's many ways. You can need chalas. You give tzedakah. You can do maisim tovim. You can do 40 days tilim. There are a lot of good things. And they're all schoolers. They are schoolers. But Rabbi Say, you got to know. Don't forget. What's the front door? And Rav Yashiv taught us, the front door is Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Chumash, Rashi, Ramban. Learn Torah, that's the main entrance into Olam Haba. You got to get to Olam Haba is Goris by Raisa Tadir. That's a Mefurash Gemara. Ezehu b'en Olam Haba, somebody who's Goris by Raisa Tadir. That was Rav Yashiv's beginning, middle, and end. Gelernt und gelernt und gelernt. He was zoiche to learn like this because he was a heilige mensch that gave away ganz Olam Hazeh just for learning Torah. But he was zoiche to have a rebbetzin, an eishes chayil, which is Eze Kenegdoi, that supported him yoyimam v'layla. When he was 97 years old in the Blazer Shach, 97, 95, I remember in a later age, the Blazer Shach was coming to him. And he was talking about Tzorche Tzibur. The Rebbetzin walks over to Rav Shach. He says, Rosh Hashiv, ich will a brocha for my man. See what's going on? She's married to Rav Yashiv, and she's asking her for a brocha for a blazer Shach for Rav Yashiv. You understand what's going on? What's the brocha that you want? You're asking me, Shibizecha Rechus Yomim, Shibizecha to be healthy. Ich bet a brocha. Am es all mein Mann nicht baderin, es all kennen, lernen, teure weiter. That's the bakosche that she asked in Rabbi Eliezer Shach. A broche, as Rabbi Eliezer Shach, as Rabbi Yashiv, zal lernen, teure basmoda. Can we be masik the Kedusha? Can we be masik the Avasa Teure? That's what he lived for, and that's what the Rebbetzin lived for. And that's what we have to take from tonight. The Avasa Teure, to dedicate ourselves to more limud ha-Torah. To understand the front door of Olam Haba is a blat gemara. The Eibush should give us, we should walk out with chizuk. Be mischazik asof in limud ha-Torah. We should be zoiche b'mheira v'yomeinu, yirotzen milfanecha, shiyibone beis ha-migdosh b'mheira v'yomeinu, v'sein chalkeinu b'soir ha-secha.
Shekoach, we're going to be davening Maariv now. Close up. Maariv first, two minyanim, one in the lobby, one over here. There are a couple chiyuvim tonight. One up here, if we can, more than a couple chiyuvim tonight. Let's see what we could do. Talk. Marvin, 2 minutes. What? Let's see who's here. What? Is the one minion up here? Mars beginning up front.